your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Now, if you have a dog, if you're a dog lover, as so many people are now, please listen closely. This is really quite a serious matter. This came out Friday's Cairns Post. Bronwyn Farr wrote, a Northern Beaches woman is in shock after losing two dogs in 4 days to death adder bites. Clifton Beach single parent. This is Lisa Murphy and her daughter, Isabella, who's 11, are distraught after losing, quote, the men of the house. This is what Mrs. Murphy said. They were both rescue dogs. Otis was a four-year-old American Staffy, very gentle. We thought he was just sunbaking. As he liked to do on the grass. But I called his name, and he wasn't breathing. This is how quickly this can happen. She said, my daughter's devastated. They kept their five-year-old fox terrier cross, Billy, indoors, but they let him out just for a wee. And he began barking furiously at something in the large backyard, so they brought him inside, upstairs, 15 minutes later, dead. Oh, he lost consciousness anyway, took him to the vet, and it was too late. So two gone so quickly, and really, if you've got a dog, please listen closely, because these bloody things at this time of year could be all over the place in North Queensland, and they are deadly. They're called the death adder for a very good reason. David Walton's on the line. David's a specialist in this area. He's been on this program over the years, warning and warning and warning. But obviously, you know, the season comes and suddenly it's with you and you haven't taken the precautions you probably should because of the time of year. Anyway, he's got canned snake removals. David, good morning.
Yeah, morning, John.
Here we go again. I know you've done it lots of times, but it is the season to remind people. Fancy two from one. They're both rescue dogs from the one family in a matter of days. It is bizarre, isn't it? Have you heard that before, where people have lost two pets in a week or whatever?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have. I suppose the biggest problem with dogs and snakes is the dogs sniff them out. So they seek them out. So, you know, even if the snake doesn't want anything to do with the pet, they just, you know, they often can't help themselves, and the nose takes them straight to them, and then the snake feels the need, it has to defend itself, and you result with a deceased pet. And sometimes even the snake gets killed as well in the process.
Now, the death adder is, for a very good reason, called the death adder. The venom obviously works very quickly. They're a different-looking snake, too, in some ways, aren't they? Can you describe what they look like and what people should be looking for and where?
All right. Well, yeah, the death adder is what we would call like a short, fat, stumpy little snake, maybe even like a blue-tongued lizard with no legs. Mm. Here in the Cairns region, They come with in either a grey and black tiger stripe or a terracottery orangey brown tiger stripe. You can get the two different types. They're very hard to see because they've got very good camouflage, and they usually like to sit on the edge of concrete paths or around rocks and things like that. And they have a little lure at the end of their tail where they bury themselves in the leaf litter, and they pop the tail up and they flicker it until it attracts something, you know, that catches their eye. And when they're like a lizard or something like that, when it comes to investigate, it's like an ambush predator. But all snakes smell, so that's why dogs and cats are often quick to pick them up or find where they're hiding in the yard. But the death adder, yeah, Northern Beaches, Kawarra Beach, Clifton Beach, Palm Cove, both sides of the highway. Canimbla is another suburb that produces death adders, and then again, Gordonvale, Pyramid Estate, Goldsborough Valley. A little bit of a problem snake because, unlike other species, it doesn't move or get out of your road when it senses you're coming.
Yeah.
It relies on its camouflage, and it sits perfectly still. Mm. And if you get too close, it just bites you. Whereas a lot of our other dangerous snakes, they sense the vibration or they sense you coming, and they quickly hide or move out of your way. Mm.
So you've known people just accidentally in the middle of the night, I suppose, go out in the garden for a wee or whatever and walk on top of one and cop it?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I only did one a couple of weeks ago, right on the main pathway entrance for the accommodation at James Cook Uni.
Yeah.
You know, right at the front door, where the pathway leads to the front door. So, yeah, they show up, and you know, unless you're watching everywhere where you put your feet, it's quite concerning. But but they are, in saying that too, the northern death adder is now on what we call the vulnerable species list. And there's far less or far fewer of them than what we used to have. I think that's got a little bit to do with toads, as well as, you know, the odd one getting its head chopped off with a shovel type thing.
Yeah.
But they are now registered as a vulnerable species.
Isn't that interesting? I'd forgotten about the toads, because you don't see them like we used to, certainly not the huge ones. Wonder what happened to them?
Well, we do have other species of snake, like the keelback, which has discovered that it can eat toads, and his little cast iron stomach can withstand the poison. So the keelback snake, being only a small snake growing up to like that 60, 70 centimetres, will eat tadpoles and toads up to about 50 cent piece size. And so once upon a time, the keelback snake, as known as a freshwater snake, was governed to stick close to creeks where it would hunt fish and frogs. But now that he can eat the toads, we see him right through the suburbs. So he's definitely playing his role in keeping the toad numbers down. But when it comes to other species, like, you know, your death adders and stuff like that, where certainly they would eat a frog if the opportunity was there, they don't realise the difference. And toads, as you know, are extremely toxic, and it kills them.
Now, Dave, back to the dogs and how they come to grief with these death adders. You mentioned smell. What was that about? Smell makes a contribution to this.
Well, all snakes having a strong scent. You know, I mean, we all know what dogs are like. You know, they'll sniff anything out, and if they're smelling something that's slightly unusual, they will, you know, 99% of the time go and investigate. And if that smell brings you right to where a death adder's sitting, well, you're pretty likely to cop one on the nose. And them being extremely toxic, it's quite quick. It's very hard to prevent that from happening.
Do you pick the smell up yourself? Do you know what that smells like?
Well, once I've picked up a snake and I can smell it on my hand, but as for smelling it, you know, I don't, you know, we're not as good as dogs and cats where, you know, I can't smell it, sniff it out in the yard. If I could, I'd probably make more money than what I do.
You wouldn't be getting down on your hands and knees, would you, sniffing out a death adder?
No. What if I were to pop one on the nose?
Now, don't go away. You mentioned some suburbs are worse than others for death adders. What's that about?
Just areas where species have sort of colonized or evolved. It's like that for different species of snakes. I mean, I've been catching snakes for over 20 years now in the Cairns area, so you get a good idea of what species tend to harbour in what suburbs.
Yeah.
And those northern beaches suburbs, pretty much Kawarra Beach northwards, so Kawarra Beach, Clifton Beach, Palm Cove, right through to Ellis Beach, all that area, both sides of the highway. I mean, if we go back, say, maybe a decade, that Cottesloe Drive off Kawarra Beach there used to be Snake Alley, and there was lots of death adders to be found off that road and any street that veered off it. But we see less and less. But Canimbla is another suburb that's produced death adders on numerous occasions.
Yeah.
And then your Pyramid or your Gordon Vale, mainly Pyramid Estate. And then if you talk Goldsborough Valley, well, Goldsborough Valley's the wild frontier, so they've got everything there.
If Cole McDonald's listening to this, there'll be all sorts of trouble. He'll probably put the property on the market this afternoon after what you just said, the wild frontier. That's a classic.
Yeah.
Just before you go, if your dog's bitten, you don't know what sort of snake it is. If it's a death adder, you're probably not going to get to the vet in time anyway, are you? But there's lots of other species where, obviously, take it to the vet as quickly as you can.
Yeah, well, I mean, you do what you've got to do at the time. Like, yeah, it's very hard to know unless you witness the snake. when the bite takes place to give you an idea. But I mean, it's a pet's very different to a person, where you can't. It's very hard to keep the animal calm. It's also very hard to like strap a bite like you would a person. And adrenaline's probably the worst thing, you know. If the adrenaline's going, that spreads the venom through the system quicker.
Oh,
and,
okay.
But I mean, you do what you got to do. You take that chance. And we see quite a few dogs where people have got them to the vets.
Yeah.
And the vets have done a wonderful job and that dog has survived. But certainly there's cases, which the call you're talking about, I actually went to that call and I looked for that. But I couldn't find the death adder.
Wow.
But I mean, sometimes looking for those guys is a little bit like a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
There's lots of mulch and leaf litter and stuff around. Well, but you can imagine wandering around the dark, poking around, looking for it. I'm thinking, God, I'm going to be the next victim
exactly.
here.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you know your job? You can keep that.
Yeah.
You could cut that.
Oh, it has its moments.
Look, it's always fascinating. We do this every year at this time, I know, but it's always fascinating. Honestly, you're a trove of wonderfully important information, as frightening as it is, David. Thank you.
All right, and for the people out there, I suppose you just got to keep things clean and clear to the best of your ability. Try and keep leaf litter away from walkways or any sort of garden debris away from where you're going to be walking.
Yep.
And just try and minimalise places where they can hide.
Yes. Fascinating. Yeah. Good on you, Dave, as always. David Walton there, he's the owner of Cairns Snake Removal.